This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us. And our special guest on today's episode of 5x5, our special episode of 5x5.
Yes.
A special guest, the most special guest on the most special episode of 5x5 to date, Melody Leon. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, hello. Thank you guys for having me again.
Because you are here, it means it's episode 60.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I hear that? So bad. We're so bad.
We should have practiced
that. We should
have.
It's episode 60 of 5x5, and if you've listened to the program, if you have gone back and historically studied this gift to the internet that we provide twice a month, you'll know that Melody was our very, very first guest and our 30th guest.
She took a chance on us.
And the voice of our pre-show intro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot too.
Right. So this is sort of like one of those moments, like when you hear the voiceover people, and one day you see them, like the people who played like Bart Simpson or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you finally see them like on the Howard Stern show, and you're just like, oh my God, yeah. I can't the face. It doesn't like Casey Kasem. I don't know if you guys remember Casey Kasem.
No.
Casey Kasem was a radio guy back in the like 80s, 90s, and when you saw him, he did Scooby Doo voices.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was one of those original Scooby Doo guys.
Nice.
And it was just like, oh my God, that guy doesn't look like his voice.
Mm-mm.
I wonder, do I look like my voice?
I don't know. I think you do because I know you.
Tell us in the comments below.
do I look like my voice?
If you're watching.
I'm sorry, I completely hijacked your introduction. Could you
It's cool. I'm used to ADD. I could just bounce right back. So
this is going to be a crazy episode.
Always.
Fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
All right. You point to that camera.
Okay. Fasten your seatbelts. All right. So my name is Melody. I'm here locally in Lancaster. I'm a member of the Candy Factory, and I own Makeup and Magic, which is a business in which I provide makeup services, but I also offer a little bit of magic, like personal development and self-care. And I just give people the tools to be their most beautiful selves inside and out.
That's beautiful in and of itself.
Thanks, friend.
You should just walk around saying that to people.
Yeah, right. Not even like, even if it doesn't
go
with the conversation.
No services on the other side of it. It's just, I just walk around and say that.
Yeah, I'm going to help you be your most beautiful self.
You are a member, a longtime member of the Candy Factory. We talk about the Candy Factory a lot during the introduction of these shows. And the question always comes to us, do we make candy?
No, but you guys often feed me candy. So it's like good enough, you know?
That's right. It's there's candy. It's like energy candy. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The Candy Factory is a co-working and social club located right here in the heart of downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Community membership start at only $100. That's a membership that gets you in the door anytime the doors are open. Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6. Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday mornings, 9 to 12. Or you can have a full-time membership, which gets you a desk, 24/7 access. Or an office membership. Get you your own private office. I mean, it's unbelievable. Too much to talk about during the introduction of this program. So go to coworkinginlancaster.com, click schedule a tour, check out all the membership details, come and see us. You could even tour this beautiful media studio, this facility.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
This media facility on our coworking campus.
Yeah, that's what I'd be telling people. And I feel so special being a part of something called a campus.
Right. I know.
It's we have the whole campus.
It's like three buildings.
Yeah.
If you're new to the program, here's how it works. I have an iPad. His name is Frank. He's sitting right here. He's going to dish up five random topics. We're going to talk about each one for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hear a little jingle, move on.
Sounds
if you don't, here's the thing. If you don't like the topic, by the time you figure that out, we're probably halfway through it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good glimpse into a mind of ADHD.
It could be.
Yeah.
It's a good way of putting it.
It feels good. It feels natural.
I'm going to work that into the elevator pitch going forward.
Go over it.
It's like it's like audio ADHD.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. This is episode 60.
60.
Are you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
Feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tap the button that says start a new episode.
All right.
And it says 60.
Look at that.
Here it is. Frank, what is the first topic of today's? It's a lot of words here. If you were an actor, what's your dream role? If you were an actor, what's your dream role? Let's go to Melody.
You know, life is but a stage. So technically, I am an actor on my stage, and every day is an opportunity to make my dream role whatever I want. So,
are you living your dream role right now?
I am definitely on my way, and you know, I think that I've made a lot of changes and I see it like right there. So it's dreamy enough that I feel like every day is a pretty good day decently, you know? I'm the creator of my own reality and that feels awesome, but I'm not quite where I want to be just yet.
Right.
You know? But to answer the actual question, anything...
No, that was an answer. That was an answer. That counted.
Okay.
No,
but don't. Anything witchy. Anything witchy. If I was like a superhuman, like a Marvel character or something like that.
Oh, you would be like a witch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or some type of superpower.
Witchy superpower. Oh, yeah, kind of. Sure. So we're talking like, I guess that would fall into like sci-fi?
Yeah.
No. Well, no, maybe? It could. It could be Disney.
Is that fantasy?
I was going to go fantasy, but then I think of medieval.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you said something because I was about to say, are you playing Sabrina now? Let's just play because you just said witch. So I just went.
Yeah. I haven't seen the recent episodes of Sabrina, so I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean recent?
There's a whole new, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, like a whole new, and apparently like it's really dark. I don't know. My wife loves it, but I just couldn't get into it.
No, why?
I don't want to go. I don't want to go down this path of this reboot culture we have right now. But
I just think is the original is what's her face? Melissa Joan Hart, is she in it? Or is it
no.
It's new people. Okay.
New people.
Sorry. Okay. Just needed to clarify that. And now you know too. Who or what would I want to be in? Mm-hmm.
Diggs is in Hollywood. You're getting cast for your dream role. What is it?
Something Star Trek or like Battlestar Galactica.
You're straight sci-fi. Yeah. You're on a ship.
Yeah.
Going through the galaxy.
I kind of want to be captain. Or just...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You've got the BDE.
There's no ensign in this
for
guy.
For character. For a captain,
I just like
you can totally be a captain.
I can maybe the thing is like seeing like Next Generation. Like, I mean, I don't remember its original run because I think I was 3 when it ended. But like seeing all the reruns of it, it was like look at Geordi LaForge, you know, LeVar Burton being one. I couldn't get over the fact that I would see LeVar Burton as a blind like space engineer, and then on Reading Rainbow, it was just like. I was like, how does this work?
That just connected for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that hit me hard with first. Because I heard the voice, and I'm like,
Wait a minute.
This is the same guy. Is this how this works? But like, you see the representation, and you're like, I could do that. And it's like, no, I hate science. Technobabble, no. But then Sisko came along.
I was
Captain,
say,
Captain Sisko. Or commander than Captain.
I was thinking Thong Song.
No, no, not. Yeah, Andrew. Okay. Yeah. this was the more... how do I make this? There's no PC way to say this. Anyway, so just thespian Sisko. Let's put it that way. Since thespian. He is such a thespian.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, the actor. Absolutely.
But then seeing him as captain was like,
there you go.
That
clicked.
Yeah, I could do that.
That's really. I could see that. I was fortunate enough to be a grown up already when that show was on. Mm. So I completely missed the whole. You know, Geordi is also the Reading Rainbow guy because then. By the time I had kids, that was already kind of old, and you know, he was
just LeVar.
But you would totally go side. I could see that. I don't know what my dream role would be. I don't know where I'd go with it.
You know who you're looking like right now.
Who's that?
John Wick.
Who's John Wick?
Oh, that's a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very
Keanu
much.
Keanu Reeves in where he's like a total badass. Like he's like beating people up and like.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, you're fucking right. I love me some Keanu. John Wick was good. I couldn't see the last one though. The last one was like a little too violent. Like I'm very sensitive, so I can't see too much violence.
Oh, okay.
I get like nightmares. But I could totally see John Wick on you right now.
I don't know what that is. I'm gonna look for it somewhere on the internet, on the World Wide Web.
It's on the interwebs.
You'll see it.
And I'll see if I agree or not. But I've had a couple people when my kids were like I don't know in middle school or something. The length of my hair at the time and the beard, there was a Johnny Depp thing, and they would say, oh, your dad, and there was just this one role that he was, you know. Because he's got to be a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
That's all. Because he was pretty young when he was kind of coming up through, and there was that. I don't know why I brought that up because that really has nothing to do with my dream role, but I remember a couple of the kids being like, "Your dad reminds me of Johnny Depp in this thing," and he always played some kind of interestingly weird stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I would, I don't know if those kids influenced my decision here on 5x5. Like if they knew 12 years from now, you'd be on 5x5 and ask this question. Yeah. So we're just going to plant the Johnny Depp seed.
Yeah, it was the ultimate alley-oop, but just like way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely go with weird shit.
Yeah. Mm.
I like weird movies. I would either go probably, like a dream role for me would be one of these kind of like really weird movies, like a David Lynchy kind of movie.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I don't know that.
Or a like he Twin Peaks he did, and Blue Velvet, and some of these. All right. And
what is that, Velvet?
Or like a Quentin Tarantino, like Reservoir Dogs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Vincent Vega Dogs, kind classic.
Of right. Mm. Like a, I would love to be like Mr. Purple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would be that guy. I would play in one of those and just be a.
I see it. I'd buy tickets to watch you.
Well, the end credits are rolling on topic number one. It's time for topic number two of this episode's 5x5, which is the 90s.
Oh.
The 90s.
We're just hitting all of them. Decades.
Yeah, the decades. The decades. In the last few episodes, we've talked about the tens.
Oh, we're going in order.
Well, no, we skip. Oh, yeah, we are. We're going backwards.
Yeah, that's great.
But I think we talked about the 80s.
Did we talk the 80s? Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, the 2010s. I was like, how am I supposed to talk about 1910s if you've ever did that?
Oh, my God.
All we have to say is Titanic.
That's it.
That's it.
1990s for you.
1990s, I was of a young whippersnapper. I was born in 83, so the 90s, I was still pretty young.
Okay. Oh, so coming of age in the 90s, though.
For sure.
83.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think what sticks out to me most about the 90s is like the music. I love 90s music, so that's just kind of what sticks out to me. That and overly plucked eyebrows. That's just what comes to my mind.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the eyebrow thing hang out there for a minute and go back to the music.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted an explanation, but yeah, we can go back to music.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay. No, let's go to music.
Is 90s music great?
I think that 90s music is great. I think that there's a time and a place for it because I think 90s music automatically makes you want to get down and get down because it's that baby making stuff, you know? So like that wouldn't always be the best in all circumstances, you know?
Right, right.
Like at a funeral.
Right, for sure. Mm. Right? You know, I don't know.
I hear a lot of people talk about 90s music and in a lot of genres. Mm-hmm. And I've done a deep dive into the early 90s being kind of a golden era of music, which we won't get into here. But I've also heard a lot of people just refer to 90s music as this great time for different genres, right? Everything from rock, like the whole Nirvana movement, to the hip-hop that came out, to the R&B of the 90s, all this stuff, right?
And a lot of the crossover, too. Like, that was some of the first times that we saw, like, hip-hop and, like Aerosmith and Run DMC. Like, you know what I mean?
That kind of stuff became... Right, there was a lot of crossover. I'll even go so far as to say that, you know, country music had a renaissance from the 70s heyday in the 90s. Garth Brooks kind of started that. I wasn't a fan, but it existed, and I can acknowledge that.
Well, he finally got his Chevy working.
Is what?
Sorry.
Chevy?
You know, the Chevy broke down, the dog died, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever. Just keep
going. Yeah, we're moving on. Anyway, I'm not sure if 90s music is actually awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Or if we were just...
Or if it's... Because like 80s music is nostalgic, but I think that collectively there are some great moments in 80s music, but I think that there's also a lot of, you know, kind of throwaway song, pop songs in the 80s. Here comes the hate mail. I'm sorry. Yeah,
bring on the synth. I was just going to say bring on the synth. They told them to
But you know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't a lot of depth. I mean, you had things like hair metal that was just, you know, and those bands were huge in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And you look back at it and you just kind of go, it was pretty plastic in this day. Yeah, it just kind of wasn't a lot there.
Mm.
But was 90s music awesome?
You know, my initial answer was yes, but you've got me thinking.
I want to know in 10 years if we're going to be saying the same thing about the aughts of the teens. Yeah.
Maybe from an indie perspective.
Possibly.
Because there's been a lot of good indie stuff in the aughts and teens. But see, my problem is like, I remember hearing a lot of it, but we recently talked about like music in 2000 came up. So I really didn't pay attention to any of it until like 2000 and onward. Otherwise, it was just a lot of songs that sounded good. Like, probably a whole bunch of songs that I know the words to that I couldn't tell you who did or, you know, what the name of the song was just because it was on the radio. But, yeah, I don't know. It was, I mean, I'm trying to think back to things like In Vogue and, I don't know, the earliest Destiny's Child and, like,
yes.
TLC.
Yeah,
et cetera,
like, a lot of great music.
Red Light Special. How you doing, TLC? And they were all so pretty. I should have known that I was gay then. You know,
you were like, just hot on TLC. You were just like,
oh yeah, like, you know, it took a while for me to realize, like, oh, she's pretty, she's a star. Like, no, I actually want to sleep with her.
Right,
like, you know,
right.
Like, but at that age, I didn't know that yet. But I should have known when Red Light Special came out.
You were just
that's
you were
not
all
how
in.
All little girls look at other girls. You know, you live, you learn.
If there's one music aside, if there's one thing from the '90s that you kind of take away, you know, like
that
one
I, that I remember.
Yeah, an event or a, you know, a thing that you enjoy doing, or you know.
Well, I mean, that was the just because of when it was when I was born. That's when my love of trains started.
Oh, there you go.
How cool. Because
that's when we started doing our, like, not started. The reunions happened before I existed, but I started going to them because I was born.
Diggs appeared.
Diggs, I came to be, and then all of a sudden the reunion started. They all wanted to meet me. No. But we would travel by train a lot. So that's.
So you would remember. Yeah, that's a great memory.
Yeah. Those old, like, especially, actually, I would always get excited. Because I knew it was the one time I could have coffee, like a whole coffee to myself, usually right. Decaf. But I loved that smell of coffee. Like, I didn't really, like, I'd always, like, bum a sip off of mom, like on the way to school. But then, like, I would get my own coffee in the lovely little china they had on Amtrak with, like, the full service, like, linen. Aww. And the like, the actual, like, plate and, like, silver and... Which of course isn't really a thing anymore, but it was just like it was just special,
aww, right? Because it'd be sounds special.
Yeah, it was my grandfather and I would like, sometimes if the others woke up, but it's usually the two of us would go to get breakfast, and then the rest of them would go whenever they felt like it. And it was our little thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is really sweet.
So yeah. So trains and Amtrak and TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the '90s.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
Clinton for me.
That'll
oh,
be,
yeah.
I was in my 20s and just starting to pay attention to. You yeah. know, to politics and to news and stuff like that. And that was just a, wait, just
who's,
a shit show.
Who's Clinton? I'm joking. No, I remember.
Well, Y2K is upon us, and it is no longer the 90s. It's time for topic number three, which is brunch.
Ooh.
Brunch. Are you a fan of brunch?
I'm a fan of food at any time.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that how I got this voluptuous.
You're just a food fan?
I love food.
Yeah.
I do. I love food. Brunch is okay. I think brunch is good, you know, for the days that, you know, maybe you didn't wake up so hungry, but like you don't want to wait till lunch. I think it was a great idea.
Yeah, it's a fantastic
yeah,
idea.
I think whoever did that. Was
yeah, that's just lazy.
Yeah.
It's just lazy breakfast, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
It's Sunday morning. That's the whole thing, right? You sleep in.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it's like, it's not quite lunch,
mm-hmm.
but you want to eat a lot.
Yep.
Because you've yeah. been, you know, you haven't eaten since dinner the night before. Yeah.
Maybe mm-hmm. you're hungover.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Likely.
Most usually, that was the case for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dave's brunch fan?
Yes, but I've had arguments with my friends about this. I used to say it was 12 and onwards. I've gotten okay with it being 11 and onwards, but mm-hmm. no more. If you ask me to brunch and it starts at 10, 10:30, that's not brunch.
That's not brunch, it's breakfast.
That's just...
No. I agree.
I don't get it. Why? Sleep.
Yeah. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock is brunch.
11, and then afterwards, that's fine. What I wish, I actually like the whole like bottomless mimosa thing. Once that became a thing, that gets dangerous. Like if you are somebody that drinks, so I don't necessarily need that. I mean, I don't need it anymore. There was a time I really wanted it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I don't drink now. That was.
You got it all out.
Because you swam to the bottom of the bottomless
mimosas. For real. For real.
Fair. But like a good omelet, man, especially if a place that does it right. Annie Bailey's used to have a place here in Lancaster. I haven't been in a long time, so I'm not going to say that they don't have a good brunch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that used to be like my jam. It was like maybe like $10, $11 omelet, and then their mimosas were like $3 a pop. And they'd let me do grapefruit. That's my favorite. Because I don't really like, I don't know. I've never, orange
not
is
an
too
orange
sweet.
Fan.
I like orange. I love orange juice. But I don't know. I just felt like it was too. If I'm gonna get the juice, I still want the tang. I want more tang mm-hmm. than sweet.
Right.
But that's just me.
I find it really interesting how brunch became like its own meal,
mm-hmm.
and how it's typically associated with like a Sunday morning.
Mm.
Like it became. Do you still do lunch on Sunday? If you do brunch, do you do a late lunch? You don't.
No, you just brunch to dinner.
Brunch straight to like almost like an early dinner.
Yeah.
Sunday really screws everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, as I'm trying to become healthy,
mm-hmm.
I spent a good part of my life, speaking of the 90s, I was a poster child for just unhealth, like
you
the anti-health. I don't think I ate a piece of fruit in the 1990s.
Yeah?
I don't even think I had a piece of fruit. Everything was fried.
Yeah.
I lived in Nashville, Tennessee, and ooh. Everything was just deep fried. And you could, you know, they say tastes like chicken, like, oh, frog, you know, what's frog taste like? Tastes like chicken. What's gator taste like? Tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it That's because chicken tasted like breading.
And it was and deep oil. Fried. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
It was just a vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Like for the breading. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the meat is.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's just, it's sort of like butter and salt.
Yeah.
It's like popcorn is really just a vehicle for butter and salt.
It just makes everything taste better, though. Yeah. I've had all types of like fried everything. I found it interesting. Like what did it have to go through? What was the evolution of brunch? Like how common did it have to become for it to become its own meal? Was it like a general consensus that needed to be
come
to?
It's actually a great question.
You know, and then not only like who came up with it, like was it an accident? Was somebody like, I want brunch?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, you know what? No, I want something in the middle. Let's call it brunch.
So I jokingly say lupper, right? When I'm doing like, when I do a 3 o'clock, I'm trying to bring it on.
Right.
I'm trying to just find these middle meals here.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
I don't know. Lupper sounds better than Linner.
I do like Lupper better.
Yeah, Lupper. It feels, I don't know, Irish.
It does feel Irish.
Doesn't it?
It does feel Irish.
So
it
does. We apparently can let's try that again.
Mm-hmm.
Blame the Brits for this in the late 19th century.
I'm happy blaming the Brits for this.
And apparently it became popular here in the 30s.
It became popular in the United States. It goes that far back.
Yeah, I thought this was like...
You know Americans are a little slow.
Well, we are, but I just expected this thing to be like a 70s thing or a 60s thing.
Yeah, no, definitely for sure.
You know what I mean?
Even an 80s thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like the height of some a lot drug of drugs craze. In the 80s.
It's just like, oh, man, I don't want to do it. Let's just get brunch. Like, yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a joke.
Like a Saturday Night Live skit or something, and all of a sudden it's a thing. Right? Doesn't it feel like that?
That was the vibe I was going for.
Yeah.
It reminds me, too, of like a happy hour.
Well, yeah, but then there's, when's happy hour?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a debate.
It depends on what age I was when you asked that question. At this point, there is no happy hour that involves alcohol, but happy hour was, as soon as my happy ass woke up, when I was drinking, that was happy hour.
You know? Hair of the dog, that's like... Yeah, it's just drink the hangover away.
That's obviously. That's a structured, logical process when you drink too much the day before.
It's brunch and happy hour are the same thing. It's just a synonym, really,
for those
of us.
One has food.
right.
Just a liquid happy hour is all brunch was.
Right.
Unless you eat all the accoutrement in your, Bloody Mary.
I don't know what accoutrement is.
The stuff. The food.
Well, we're moving on to the next meal, or as we like to say here, topic number 4 of this episode's 5x5.
It's 4 already?
This is topic number 4.
Jeez.
And the topic number 4 of this episode 5x5 is... I lost my ability to speak.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Syrup.
Syrup. Ah.
Syrup.
Speaking of food.
Or syrup. Mm-hmm. Syrup is the way I pronounce
syrup?
It. Syrup. Are you a fan of syrup?
Are you referring to the food syrup the drugs?
Well, I don't know about this. I don't know about this drug called syrup.
Me neither. I never did it, but it's a thing, and I just figured it'd be something funny to say. Syrup foods.
Let's talk about syrup foods. Then I want to circle back to the drug.
Yeah, I'm not, that's a new one to me. But yes, food first.
So see, I love syrup. Not all syrups are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer like a Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth's, something a little richer and thicker and fuller. But I do actually really love syrup. And I like to cook with syrup, too. Like, certain things I'll cook with syrup, yeah. Like if I want to sweeten up, like if I'm making, like, sweet potatoes or, I mean, I'm not by any means up to a chef or anything like that. But sometimes that, or sometimes my wife likes our baked beans, like, really sweet. And she likes the way it tastes with syrup. So I'll put syrup in the baked beans.
I've heard of this with the maple syrup
it's
and the baked
so
beans.
Good.
Yeah, no, I've heard of this.
It's really good, yeah.
But I feel like I still want molasses just because of the, I like the thickerness, thickness.
Yeah.
Words.
I bought my first bottle of molasses in the last couple months, and I used it in place of syrup once when I was making my sweet potatoes, and it was good.
Yeah, molasses and brown sugar.
Mm. Okay. Do you put syrup on pancakes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And waffles?
Yep. French toast.
Chicken and waffles.
Keep going.
Now, tell me the difference between what we know of as syrup, like log cabin, and the people like... in Vermont or whatever, who are like tapping like the maples.
They just go straight from the sap. So it's like, I mean, that stuff is good.
Because there's a whole purist culture around this, right?
Yeah. And
what?
Yeah, this is a thing.
Yeah,
like a cartel or something up there. There's like a syrup cartel.
There's a syrup cartel.
I'm not kidding
and
with
like
you.
And like the southern and the Canada. Yeah. No, this is a big, It's a big
deal. Oh, it's a big deal.
Tapping
it's
the like maple avocados. Trees and yeah, they set up like traps to make sure that people don't like take the sap that they're not supposed to have. Like I meant, when I say traps, I mean like the video traps to catch.
Yeah,
not like
bear traps.
Not like a bear trap. Sorry.
Right. You just got real colorful in my brain.
We told you.
Yeah, this, like,
we warned you once, and now look what you made us do to you.
There's a syrup robber with his legs stuck in the trash.
Yep. I still got it.
trying to crawl away.
Still need my fix. But yeah, no. So like the
not
like,
a bad profession, by the way. Syrup robber.
Syrup robber. Yeah,
you can make some money.
Like the Hamburglar.
Sounds like a name. Yes. That's what Aunt Jemima needs to go with. The syrup robber.
Oh, that could get sticky.
Oh, so good.
Love
so
good. It.
But yeah, so the straight from the tree, it's just runny because it's literally just sap. But it is good. I'm not gonna like. Don't need to add anything to it. Don't need to add sugar. Nothing. It's just. Oh yeah, it is. It's real good. Except if you're. I don't know. I like the thicker syrup, even though I know it's got preservatives and it's not fully natural. Blah blah blah.
Okay,
whatever.
I see where you're going with this. So the thicker syrup is what we
store bought.
Is the store bought sort of manufactured? Yeah. So like, right. And the pure. Maple syrup.
It's just sap. It's just literally, and it like the that. And maybe that's my issue with it. Is that I can't pour it. Like I need.
Oh really?
You gotta like scoop it out or something.
No.
Oh, no,
you,
it's really
no,
runny.
It's just too it's, runny. It's so too then it's runny. Just like it's. I'm swimming in syrup, and that's not good either. It just
the visual I just had of you swimming.
You
in
know,
syrup.
I'm not gonna lie.
You
I
went
did
there.
Too. I did go yeah. there, and
like,
then
like Scrooge McDuck and the gold.
Yeah. No, mine got a little more less PG.
Yeah. Oh, like, she got weird. Oh.
Yeah, it always gets weird.
It's freaky. Is that the
it
word
always on? Goes to food or sex in my brain? Like I just you know like
or both in this
and
case.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's fair.
But you know, the less preservative syrups, like the organic syrups, like in the fancy bottles, it's like you got to take out a fucking loan to buy that syrup because it's so expensive.
No,
like I have to make life decisions about how I can pay bills if I want that syrup.
It's a new credit line.
Absolutely. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of syrup because I just literally had waffles 2 days ago at a bed and breakfast and they had a little cup of syrup. It's one of those, here's where I'm at with syrup.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why I go to this place with certain food.
It's okay. Let it out.
I would thanks. I really need this.
To save space.
I need this moment. I would never go into the store by myself and buy a bottle of syrup for the pantry, nor would I go home at any point and like make a pancake myself.
I love pancakes.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, I just wouldn't think.
No.
I wouldn't think to do that.
Really?
And I would never go into a restaurant and order pancakes for breakfast and like put syrup on it and that be a thing.
It. I love it.
Okay, but that is not to say I don't like it.
It's just not top of mind.
And when it's served to me, I enjoy it. So like, let's just say I was at a bed and breakfast and there was no choice.
Yeah.
Like it was like the meal is eggs and these homemade waffles and syrup and some orange juice or something.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay. And they served it to me and I enjoyed it. Or like if I go to say my brother's, who's a great cook, I go downstairs in the morning and he's just like, yeah, cooking some pancakes and here it is. I will enjoy it, but I wouldn't do it intentionally. Isn't that weird?
You know, it's all right. I personally want every bite of my pancake to be scooped up with some syrup. I want to taste the syrup in the pancake batter. Yes.
You got to try the pancake at Commonwealth Kitchen real quick.
Oh, yeah?
Toss it out there, yeah.
Try the pancakes?
Mm-hmm. Pancake. Right. No, seriously, just one.
Just a single pancake bigger than your head? The syrup bottle, my friends, has run dry. It is time for time for topic number 5 of this episode's 5x5. Topic 5 on 5x5, department stores.
Ooh, RIP.
Department stores. Mm. Yeah, going away.
They're going away.
You know, they are.
There's a few left.
Yeah. It's becoming more of an online thing now. Like as far as like if you want to have that department store experience, that's becoming more few and far between. Like I was a freelance makeup artist for years, so I worked primarily out of department stores.
Oh, is that right? How does that work?
So there's different ways to do it. You can either, as a freelancer, I was hired through like the company, like the main company.
Like JCPenney or something?
No, so like I used to work out of Bonton, but I worked for Lancome and Estee Lauder.
Oh, the manufacturer.
Yeah, sorry. And then, so when I work as a freelancer, then I would just go, I would visit like throughout the tri-state areas. I would do like the different counters rather than just be at one counter all the time.
Yeah.
And then I would do things like either go there for promotions when they were like releasing a new product, or if they had like makeover days, or I would like teach their, like they would like have a group of people that needed to have learned how to do their like stuff from their makeup bag. So I traveled all across the tri-state area doing makeup in department stores.
And all these department stores.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Ah, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Like I never would have thought, you know, it's funny how you pull the curtain back on the mechanics of some of this stuff, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah,
who would have thunk it?
Right. It's sort of like in the grocery store, like in Giant, when you go in and it's the soda guy.
I was about to say.
I'm not talking about Marty.
Marty. Fucking Marty.
I don't know Marty.
He's the robot in Giant. The robot.
He's so obnoxious.
See, it's universal.
But, no, but listen, do you know that I am that crazy person? That I'm like, can you move right to the robot?
No,
you and Adriana need to. This is an episode with Adriana Tencia where we originally talked about this. You two should have a conversation.
I just got triggered. I literally just got triggered.
You were like, I don't know what Marty is, but it's like, I'm going to tell you what Marty is.
Fuck Marty.
The reason he has the oogly eyes was a woman in Mechanicsburg, Chambersburg. It was some giant worker near here. It's her fault. Anyway, continue.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Thank God department stores didn't have robots that would go around. What department store do you remember as a kid that you would go to?
Oh, Lord. Well, speaking of Lord and Taylor.
Okay.
Right.
Macy's.
Yes.
All the time.
The big one?
The big one in the middle of Madison Square. Well, I mean, it's near Madison Square Garden. So
I was going to say.
It's Herald Square is the actual.
Like a block away or something?
Yeah, it's like not even. I guess technically 2 blocks away. But it was like we would kind of bounce between the two. I think I'm fairly certain Mom liked Lord & Taylor more, but more for coats, if I remember right. And I mean, there's a Sears in, I guess that's southwest Brooklyn that like my grandfather preferred. So like if I was with him and he needed to go to a store, we would go to that one. But beyond that, that's pretty much it. Yeah, we didn't really do sometimes Saks just because fancy, go see the fancy stuff.
Right.
So you grew up, you had a couple of dollars. We couldn't afford that. We didn't do department stores when I was little.
It was cheap to get there. It didn't mean you were buying anything.
Yeah, right.
You were window shopping.
Mom would buy, she would like save up and get like, she was big on like quality coats.
Yeah.
So she always wanted to have like coats that would last. Right. So whether it was from Land's End or Lord & Taylor or Macy's sometimes. So that was the big thing for her. And a purse. She wanted a purse that would last too.
Yeah.
So that was the big thing.
Where did you go? Do you remember a department store as a kid?
No.
We didn't go.
We grew up really poor. So I grew up in Coney Island, which is like the ghetto part of the hood of Brooklyn.
Gotcha.
So like the people that were in the hood of Brooklyn were like, don't go down to Coney Island. That's real ghetto.
Also, it was so damn far. It was such a hike.
So it was an island. So in order to go to department stores, it was like a lot of traveling. And right. We grew up very poor. So that was not a part of my experience as a child. But then when we moved here, it was like, you know, middle school, about to go into high school. That's when I remember going to my first department store.
Like going to Park City Mall.
Yeah.
For those of you in our global audience, Park City is our local shopping mall, like the built in the 70s or 60s or 70s, the big cement mall.
Yeah. So that was when I first went.
Those things are all going
to... I thought you were about to say cement mixer for some reason.
Yeah, our big cement mixer.
I'm sorry.
Those are all going away. And that's the thing about it, right? Was in that era, right? So I was a kid in the 70s and they were all shiny. These malls were just like these big, like mystical places. Mm-hmm. And you'd go in, especially Western Pennsylvania, it's cold. Mm. You know, winters were long and cold, a lot of snow. And you would go into the mall, which was different from like, I remember there was a Hills. Hills was not in the mall. It was like a...
It's like a
pre-Walmart or a Walmart-y kind of store.
We had one of those in Lancaster too.
Yeah, like a Hills. And those were outdoor, you know, like you would park and walk into the store and then come back out. So going to the shopping mall was a big deal in the winter because you could take your coat off, leave it in the car, go in and just hang out all day. And all these different things. So it was pretty cool.
Have you been to Mall of America by chance?
Never.
Minneapolis?
Been there, no.
Holy shit. Seriously. Like, I'm going to talk about like, but it makes sense because Minneapolis is, you know, frozen nine months of the year.
Well,
that's exactly.
Maybe some hyperbole there.
Might be some hyperbole. But it's literally, everything you could, like, literally, like, there's an amusement park, there's like, right. just a regular, right. oh yeah,
this what's that food it's the biggest court one ever. Like?
Massive.
Right? The food court is
everything
amazing.
Is just ridiculous in there, but kind of because it needs to be.
Yeah.
Well, our store hours have just run out. It's
you're so quick with it.
We're closing the metal gate.
Yep.
We're closing down the metal gate out in front of this episode of 5x5.
We set in the alarm.
I can't believe how fast that went.
Yeah.
That was the fastest 25 minutes in podcasting.
Ding.
It's like it's getting faster every time.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think the way that works is my age. Mm-hmm. As I age, my brain slows down, which makes everything seem faster.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Imagine how like elderly people feel then.
Oh, it zips. And they say that. They say the older you get, the faster it moves. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, it's just like flying, but it's blurry. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
wow.
then you throw a pandemic or two in there.
Lord.
That'll help it. That'll do it.
Yep.
I don't know why the pandemic screwed up time so bad.
It did, though. It did. Like, we went through a portal.
Yeah, what year is it?
I don't even know. Are you still doing that? Like, last year I went to and you find out it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, yes.
Everything is the other day for me. Like, that's literally my entire life. Like, the other day, that's what I call everything, the other day.
That's a fair.
Mm-hmm. This was almost a 6x6.
Yep.
I was thinking that. That's so funny. You just plucked that out of my head. I was like, you're going to have to start making this 6x6.
It's been such a pleasure to have you back on the program.
It has been a pleasure to spend time with you guys again.
And could you say for me, just say, this podcast may contain adult language and themes. Just say that.
Okay. Wait, what was it again?
This podcast may contain adult language and themes.
All right. This podcast may contain adult language and themes.
Oh my God, it's so cool.
It's like a flashback.
It's like, I hear it every time, but just to see you do it live. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, when the boss went and toured again.
Yep.
When the boss, I don't get it.
Well, it's like when an old band, it's like if TLC touring, well, they couldn't do that because of left eye. Sorry.
That's okay.
TNC.
You're so thoughtful. So sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry.
Like when Beyonce got back up on stage.
Right. Sense. I don't think she ever left. She's been rolling that stage for decades.
True.
Who the hell hasn't toured in a long time? The Stones. No, they keep touring too.
They keep,
anyway, forget about it. Thank you, Melody, for coming back
on
the program.
Thank you.
We'll see you in 30 episodes.
Yes.
I'll see you next time.
Yep.
Well, I'll see you next time.
Yeah, well.
Should we break the news to our fans?
We should probably tell them.
Our 6 fans, including my mom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So since episode 31, we have been video. This was an audio podcast for the first 30 episodes. And on episode 31, we switched over to video after the COVID stuff hit and we were doing it virtually.
Yep.
We are going back to an audio-only format.
Yep.
So starting next episode, you're the last video episode.
You saved the best for last.
But you were the last audio episode before we went video.
No, yep. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You keep hitting them. We're going to have to like go.
Something's going
to
happen.
We have to go meta for. No, we're not doing that.
We're going
to
do a VR episode starting at 91. You'll be our last audio again.
Okay.
I don't know.
There we go. No, we'll figure it out.
Holograms. Watch. It's coming up soon.
That's it.
Holograms on 5x5.
That's it.
My head hurts. So anyway, it's been a good run of video episodes. We're going back to the audio only format. So you can check us out on places like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. I think we're on Spotify, but I don't know. There's a whole Joe Rogan thing that's going on there, so there may be a boycott.
I still listen on Spotify.
So. Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out next time.
That's true.
when we catch you next time on 5x5.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is produced at So Good Media Studio at The Candy Factory,
a co-working and social club located in downtown Lancaster, PA.
The show is hosted by Jason Mundock and Robert Diggs, with music by John Chin.
Yeah. He's a really cool guy. Find 5x5
at the Candy Factory website, coworkinginlancaster.com.